Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
You know, it's this weird time of year, you know, when you get up in the morning and it's just the teeniest, tiniest bit cool. You know, it's not the blast furnace heat, you know, of the summer.
Yes.
And then you go outside and you're like, well, you know, maybe I don't need this little, you know, shirt that I'm going to wear over the top of my T-shirt. And then you walk in your office and it's like, you know, 23 degrees,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then by the time we get out, it's around noon, you know, and so it's already still up in the upper 80s, 90s, you know. And, oh, my God, it's just so tough to get dressed at this time of the year. You know, it's like, yeah, layers, whatever, because then you got to remember them at work. And you forget. I walked out yesterday, and I forgot, like, three different things I was going to take home because I've just left them here, you know, because you take them off. You're like, oh, I don't need this. It's going to be warm outside. And, oh, you know, and you get halfway home, and you go, ah, I forgot that stupid shirt at work.
That's why you had to keep one for here.
I do. I have a little jacket, and then I have that like blanket thing that I, you know, throw, because sometimes it gets really cold in these studios.
Yeah.
I mean, really cold. And, you know, so I went out and I bought like a little blanket shawl type thing, you know, because it's sometimes my legs get cold. But, I mean, occasionally I leave behind other stuff that I wear from home, you know, because like last week, it was really nice. You woke up and it was nice and cool and it was really pretty. And then you get in here and the coolness outside translates in here and it was really cold.
Yeah.
And then I left a bunch of stuff here last week. And it's like yesterday I thought, you know, I need to remember to take this stuff home because I need to, you know.
I keep a hoodie here all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody does here. M, our sometimes contributor here, she has, Monica bought like a serious blanket. Like, you know, an actual blanket. And M walks around looking like, you know, she's, you know, some lost little kid, you know, with her blankie.
Yeah, she does. She does drape it around herself like she just, you know, won the 400 meter at the Olympics.
She totally does. It's hilarious, that one, man. Well, you know what it is? Skinny people. You know, skinny people feel the cold a lot more than us fluffies.
Yeah.
You know? See, that's kind of a good thing about being fluffy. You know, in the winter, you know, you're not so cold.
Right.
But, man, the summer will kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know? I'm just saying, dude.
I'll stop you when you're lying, man.
I know. Although that blanket, you know, I'm pretty sure Emily's on her way in right now. I would take that blanket home and wash it.
Oh, wow.
Because everybody and their dog has used that blanket at one point.
Not their dogs.
And their dogs. I wouldn't doubt it. I can't tell you how many people I've seen it draped over as they're catching a quick cat nap, either on one of the massage chairs in the studios or, you know, on the couch in Monica's office.
Right.
I myself have used it once or twice. Yeah. When I've had like a migraine and I've had to knock out for a little bit.
Yeah, but the AC here is so cold it kills whatever's on there.
Oh,
that's true.
That's
how cold it
that's
is.
That's probably true.
It freezes them to death.
We have one
it's
of those.
So cold.
Yeah, we have one of those atomic clocks in here.
Yes.
And it keeps the, you know, the temperature, the internal temperature, not the outside temperature. And I've looked up at sometimes and it's been like 63 degrees in here.
Yeah.
Dude, it's cold.
No, I know.
You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, in the middle of the summer, I'll kick on my little, they stole my floor heater. Dude.
Wow.
I'm looking for where in the corner of the room where I usually keep my floor heater.
What's that up there? That's not what it is up there.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness.
That
yes, that's it. Woof. I was about to get crazy on someone.
Yeah, you were.
Dude. That it was about to go down.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, I would have said, I'll hold your cap, but you didn't wear one today. What's up with that?
I actually got up a little bit early and did my hair.
Dude, I don't know if I can handle this anymore. I'm so used to you wearing your baseball cap.
I know.
You look really odd without it.
I know. When I woke up, when Darren woke up this morning, because he got up, you know, to go to the bathroom, and he looked at me and he goes, oh, where's your cap?
Yeah.
I was like, I did my hair. And he goes, uh-huh.
I had forgotten that you have a top to your head.
I know, apparently so did my husband.
So
yeah, there you go.
Don't do that again to me, please.
What? Not wear a cap?
Not wear a cap.
Dude, sometimes I have to not wear a cap.
Have you not gotten in the ones that you ordered online the other day?
I did. They got in yesterday.
Well, then?
I'm going to lunch with friends today.
Why didn't you show it off like all kids do their first day of school? You got to wear your new stuff.
Because I'm going to lunch with friends today, and these are women who actually have real grown-up clothes.
Yeah.
And not baseball caps.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have like real, they have real jobs where they wear real grown-up clothes.
Do we have to have these scars to your beautiful speech again? Do I have to remind you?
I don't want to be that friend. I don't want to be that one friend who shows up and looks like, oh, pobrecita. Yeah.
I know every group of girls has them.
Yes, they do.
There's always that one.
There's always that one. Yeah. You know? And I mean, I'm not exactly dressed up, but I'm at least presentable.
Yeah.
And I did my hair.
And if you don't know which one in your girl gang
is
that one, that's you. That's you. You're the one.
That's it. And I'm sorry. You know, we've all been there. We've all been that friend where everybody calls up and says, hey, let's go meet for lunch. And you're like, okay, I don't even care.
Right, right.
Let's just go.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody
you're
else shows up.
That they've chosen to hang out with so that they can look better.
It's true. It's true.
So embrace it, man.
No, dude, I can't. I can't. I was like, I'm going to get up this morning. I'm going to do my hair.
Like, I know I'm the funny fat one in the game. I know that's me. I know my role.
And usually my role is the friend that wears a baseball cap to work.
You see?
Usually. But this morning I was like, no, you know what? I think I'm going to put a little effort.
So you're saying that I and my needs got trumped.
They did.
By the Mean Girls clique.
They totally did.
That you're going to lunch with. Okay.
They totally did. Sorry.
That's cool. It's like that. I'm glad I know now.
You know, Dad. You know, Big Daddy. You're important to me and everything.
Don't
but you know,
me. Don't Big Daddy me. This is over. We just work together now.
I'm done with you, man. You're dead to me, man. I'm only gonna laugh at you on the air.
No, not dead, because then I'd have to find somebody
else.
That's
right.
I don't like breaking people in at this age.
I know.
So yeah,
it's my job security. I got to be honest with you.
Now you're just my work boo. That's it. That's it.
Dude.
It's Mike and Trisha on 93.1 KISS FM. Happy, what are we today? Wednesday already? Awesome.
Barely. Are you kidding?
Really? It's
oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, come on, man.
Lord.
It was just Monday 2 days ago.
KISS FM. Happy, 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 happy birthday. Birthday.
Chuck a chuck a chuck a cheese for my birthday.
Woohoo. Shout out.
All right, who's celebrating a birthday today?
Okay, let's start with this 71-year-old. She's an acting legend. Let me see here. She's been in Bull Durham. She was in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. She was Janet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
And yeah, she will always be Janet from the Rocky Horror Picture Show to me. She will always be Janet in her underthings.
Yeah,
to
that's
me.
Right. That's
I
right.
I became a man to that
oh,
movie.
Oh, my.
So let's all do the time warp again.
Let's do the time warp again.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm doing the hoobaloobala. Not the time warp.
Okay.
I don't know my dances.
I don't know the time warp either. I just know the reference. Okay, let's see here. You've also got this 41-year-old actress who's, well, no, she's not a legend, but she did make a an amazing movie that will live forever. She was Cher in Clueless.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. Oh, my gosh. It's Alicia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Silverstone?
Silverstone?
Yeah. Clueless just turned like 22 this year.
She just turned 41.
Wow.
When did that happen?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She looks pretty good.
She looks amazeballs. Are you kidding?
Last year, or I think it was earlier this year, that new Wimpy Kid sequel came out. And she's in that Wimpy Kid sequel. And then I think she's going to be on some TV show in 2018. But it's on one of those, you know, channels that you have to have like the full package.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like a regular cable show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's like Paramount TV or
one of
those kind of things. I know.
I am so tired of all these different platforms. Look, I don't have time for this nonsense.
I know, right? Who
Put
does?
It on TV or
Seriously,
don't.
If you have that kind of time, how can you have a job?
I know.
I mean, oh my gosh, that's a lot of channels to wade through.
I have friends who have like Hulu and Netflix and da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, for God's sake. Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, you must be selling your soul to the devil to get all that stuff.
Hey, who can forget the famous classroom speech that Cher gave in the movie Clueless?
Okay. Like right now, for example, the Haitians need to come to America. But some people are all, what about the strain on our resources? But it's like when I had this garden party for my father's birthday, right? I said RSVP because it was a sit-down dinner. But people came that, like, did not RSVP. So I was, like, totally bugging. I had to haul ash to the kitchen, redistribute the food, squish in extra place settings. But by the end of the day, it was like, the more, the merrier. And so, if the government could just get to the kitchen, rearrange some things, we could certainly party with the Haitians. And in conclusion, may I please remind you that it does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty.
The Haitians.
22 years later, and that rings true.
It's true. It's so true. The Haitians. And then finally, you share your birthday with this 28-year-old actress. Her parents are super famous, and she's famous because she made those nasty Shades of Grey movies.
I don't know if they were nasty, but they were certainly naughty.
They were certainly naughty, and I'll be honest with you, I've watched both of them by myself.
Really? Repeatedly, just to make sure they were naughty?
Yes. Yes, I had to absolutely make sure. That Christian Grey. Hubba hubba.
Right?
Yowza.
Dakota Johnson.
That's the one.
And hey, remember this? Remember this goof song? Huh? When the first 50 Shades of Grey movie came out?
Yes.
He has me under his control. Yes, I have a safe word. It is Portugal.
Portugal.
Ball gags, handcuffs, he has the worst. With his riding crop, he tells me it's gonna hurt. When Christian Grey spanked me.
I bet you didn't know that today is National Taco Day.
What?
It's National Taco Day.
It's not Tuesday.
But it's National Taco Day.
Okay.
Isn't that awesome? So if you love the tacos, and who doesn't, you got to celebrate on Taco Tuesday and today because it's National Taco Day.
Nice.
There's an online survey that I came across, and it's all about, you know, our love to celebrate and our love of the tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Here are a few things about the taco that you may or may not know. 76% of us eat tacos at least once every few weeks. 72% prefer tacos over burritos. More than 95% of Americans say they like tacos. That's how we unify America.
That's right. Tacos.
Tacos. Mr. President, drop those paper towels and start throwing tacos at us. That's what you got to do.
That's right.
Let's unify America through their love of tacos.
Now, do you like soft tacos or hard shell tacos?
I'm sorry. It just reminded me of... You know how I am.
God, you are like Beavis and Butthead.
No, it wasn't that. For some reason, the way it came out, you reminded me of the Sheldon Kitty song.
Okay. Oh,
soft
okay.
Soft tacos. Hard tacos. Little shell with meat. I'm sorry. It's just the way you said it.
You're
it reminded
such a nerd.
Me of Soft Kitty.
Wow.
But to answer Dude. Your question, I prefer soft tacos. I prefer a corn tortilla, and I prefer carne asada.
Well, I don't think tacos can be in flour tortillas.
No.
No, that's a burrito.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
No, it depends on how you wrap it.
Nope. I'm sorry, you can wrap it however you want. If it's a flour tortilla, it's a burrito.
You know what? Never mind what I said about tacos unifying America.
And wrap it. What are you talking about, wrap it? There's no wrapping in a taco. It's a shell. It's a shell designed to hold stuff. Uh-huh. You don't wrap it.
Well, sure. That's why you fold it like a shell to hold stuff. If you wrap it, you know, if you roll it over, wrap it.
That's
then
a burrito.
It becomes a burrito.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So flour tortillas can be used for tacos.
No.
And I prefer carne asada. Thank
Do you?
You very
okay,
much.
I like carne asada, but I like carne molida better. But I like
I like ground meat for those that only speak gringo.
And then I like corn tortillas because that's the only kind of taco shell that's acceptable.
Uh-huh.
And I like them to be between soft and hard. I don't like a super
soft and hard.
I don't like a super crunchy tortilla. I mean, yeah, corn tortilla.
Uh-huh.
But by the same token, I want a little teeny bit of crunch to it. So a little toasty.
Okay.
But not so bad that when you bite into it, it just crumbles in your hand.
Okay. Now, as far as fillings go, according to the survey, carne asada is number one, which is steak if you only speak white.
Right.
The rest of the five most popular are, in this order, barbacoa, chicken, pork. Chorizo pork sausage.
Okay.
And veggies.
And veggies.
Yes, and yes, veggie tacos taste as good as they sound.
No, they don't.
Which is horrible.
Yeah, I was going to say, bleh.
Veggies.
Veggies. That's a salad.
I would be like, excuse me, you forgot my meat.
I was going to say, why do I have salad in my taco? I'm going to need some meat in here.
Right?
Salad tacos?
I know. Who are these people?
Right?
Who are these people?
And don't even think about giving me fake soy meat tacos with veggies. What?
Right?
I mean, come on.
That's not a taco.
People
I'm sorry.
People have gone too far.
I'm sorry. And those of you that use a fork and a spoon to eat tacos, you is what's wrong with America. And that goes for pizza slices, too.
That's right.
If you think you live in a real live haunted house, you need to get in touch with us because we've acquired the services of Research in Paranormal Science El Paso and psychic medium Dolores Whitaker, and they are ready to not just ghost hunt your home, but also cleanse your crib.
Mm-hmm.
There are some scary homes in El Paso. I mean, listen to this. It kind of sounds like, what is it called? A haiku?
Mm-hmm.
It reads like a haiku,
okay.
But that's only because you know you have limited words to work with.
Right, right.
And this person who sent in this submission totally maximized the words that he or she was able to use. But listen to what this person has to say about the home they live in.
Strange noises. Adult, kid, and cat-sized shadows. Voices. Breathing. Smell of cigarettes. And fire alarms that won't turn off. Doorknob pulled out of my husband's hand. Heard scratching on wall opposite of my bedroom.
This person also went on to write that her husband saw an apparition in their formal living room. And she describes the apparition as, you know, some Hispanic man with short hair. Had a pair of pants thrown at me in my bedroom.
Okay, now that, I would be like, okay, we're moving.
And then, and then she writes that, you know, her dog ran out of the room afterwards.
Right, look at the dog's not willing to stay.
You know, it's one thing barking at a corner of a room
right,
and you don't
right.
see anything. It's a whole nother when the dog is peace. I'm out.
You got flying pants here.
Yeah.
Not down with the flying pants.
No. No good comes out of flying pants ever. No, I'm serious. We joke, but I'm serious.
But it's true.
Definitely a candidate for a ghost hunting. Here's another recent entry that we received, as read by our text-to-speech app.
We have had paranormal activity since we got the house 25 years ago. We see shadows walking up and down our hallways. We have a lot of flies outside our home.
Not good. No. Flies, not good.
No, I mean, unless you're at a picnic.
A picnic,
you know,
a horse farm,
right?
Where you have a lot of dogs.
Exactly. No, flies
you
are a,
shouldn't have
flies
all that
are a
many
bad
flies.
Omen.
They truly are. I've seen the movies.
I know.
I know. Definitely a candidate. Kiss FM.
And love may make the world go round, but it's not the stuff from which you can make granola, at least according to the FDA. Neshoba Brook Bakery was taken to task by the agency over its inclusion of love as one of the ingredients in its granola. In a letter to the CEO and the head baker, it outlined a slew of violations related to sanitation, but the FDA also called out the baker's use of the word love as an ingredient. They said that ingredients required to be declared on the label or labeling of food must be listed by their common or usual name. Not sure what love is going to be commonly called, but...
I don't even want to read that on any label.
Love?
Yes. The
Why?
Common name.
The common
for love.
Name?
Yes.
There's a common name?
Yes.
What is it?
Oh, come on. You know.
Tell me.
Oh, come on. Please. Don't tell... You're telling me you didn't go there.
No. Because women say when somebody says something, it tastes really good, they're like, because I made it with love.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. What is the matter with you?
I'm merely telling it from the point of view of
the FDA. God. You,
because it has that connotation. Like the other day when you were talking about the mattress firm and you talked about loving yourself. It has that kind of a connotation.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't see that. I mean, I saw that for the mattress firm thing, but yeah. I didn't see that with the granola.
Well, why else would the FDA say, hey, look, if you're really putting that in there, we're shutting you down.
Ew. Currently, people eating granola are turning it over and looking at the ingredient list. They're like, I'm scared to look.
Oh, good. It's just nuts and barley. I'm safe. Kiss
FM. Here's what's trending now.
Couple of things trending on KissElPaso.com. One is the opening of a brand new steakhouse in El Paso.
I know.
El Paso. Have you ever heard about the Have you ever heard of the Saltgrass Steakhouse?
Yes.
Yeah, the first in El Paso opened yesterday in West El Paso. What used to be the Fuddruckers location?
Oh, okay.
Before they shut down.
Right. The one on that weird curve.
Yeah.
Right
down
on the
North
freeway.
Desert.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And so that's the home of the new Saltgrass Steak Restaurant, and of course. Because of that, all over Facebook, on the Kiss El Paso Facebook page and others that have, you know, reported on the opening of this new steakhouse, is the old, local versus chain restaurant debate.
Right, right.
You know, you have the elitists who are like, there's one I'm trying to remember or paraphrase about another chain restaurant with proportioned sizes.
Oh, okay.
That you can get anywhere else in America.
Right, right.
You know, the Gringolandia, mm-hmm. I believe, is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I like local steakhouses.
Mm-hmm.
I like chain restaurants as well.
And you know what? And here's the thing. Nobody's saying that chain restaurants are better.
No.
I mean, they're just saying it's nice to have them here.
Sure.
Because to be quite honest with you, when people move into different areas of the country, what's the first thing they do? Oh, cool, you have a whatever,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You have a cheesecake factory, you have a spaghetti warehouse, you have a Fuddruckers, you know, that kind of thing.
Right, right.
And I mean, it doesn't mean that you don't also go to the local places.
And hey, look, honestly, there's only so many ways to make steak.
I know.
I mean, I don't care if you're local or chain, a steak is a steak. And you know, you can only cook a steak several ways.
Yeah.
And so whether you're a local chef or a chain restaurant mm-hmm. chef, you're cooking a steak.
And, you know, to me, I mean, there's a lot of places that we go to that, honestly, the food is pretty middle of the road.
Sure.
Nothing spectacular.
Right.
It's not bad. It's not good. Yeah. It's just consistent.
Right, right.
But
And it'll do. And that goes for chain restaurants
sure.
and a lot of local establishments as well.
But the thing that I always look for is service.
Yes.
If I can
absolutely.
Get really good service,
absolutely.
I'm more than willing to overlook mediocre food,
but
to
hell,
be honest with you.
You know what? If Saltgrass can get us Amazon, I'm all for
Heck
chain
yeah,
restaurants.
Man. 50,000 jobs.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right. Yes.
Let's bring in some more of those.
If Saltgrass is what it's going to take, then so be it. Well, that and the 200 acres of poison land that UTEP is willing to give them. Oh, that's right.
Dude.
That's right. Yes.
We're trying to get them here.
So sorry. Amazon does not know how to Google. Never you mind. They'll never know about the 200 acres of poison land that UTEP wants to lease them.
Here's what's trending now.
Mike Price is back. Did
Mike
you hear about
Price
that?
Mike Price is back, yeah.
And he held a press conference yesterday
and
to announce that he was back.
Yep, and he's not bringing sexy back to
no,
the program. No, no.
What does he want to bring back then?
He wants to bring back fun.
Oh, yeah.
He does. And he says, yo, all you people out there who are like, I don't want to go to the UTEP game. There's like 30 different El Paso players on the team. And he's like, y'all need to come out and you know, support your team.
Uh-huh.
So there.
He said, it would be nice to win, and hopefully we can get one of those as well.
But he did say he was not a magician.
But, yeah. Oh, wow.
He did. Oh,
what a nice way of saying, hey, look, I've got a lot of experience, but these guys suck.
I know. Well, and what about
Don't expect too much.
And what about let's bring the fun back?
Oh,
basically,
yeah.
He's going, man, has it been a beatdown or what?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if they're going to bring the fun back, I say they start with Kid Town and all the inflatables.
I know. What is up with that?
You know, they also asked him why. Why?
Right. Why would you come back?
Why would you give up living by a lake in a cabin?
I know.
You know, and flying back and forth between El Paso and Idaho, because he still lives in El Paso.
Yeah.
And he said something to the effect of he loves El Paso, that you remember when he got into a little questionable situation there with some strippers
and stripper.
A credit card and all that kind of stuff. And he lost his job. Was it Alabama?
Yes.
It was like some
he
big
didn't even
college.
Coach.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah.
before he even, I think it was before he even coached a first
yeah,
a game.
No, it was the summer of. So, yeah, he never got to coach for Alabama.
Yeah.
And look at them now. Boy, that program sucks, right? Oh, my
so
God. They've never won any national titles, have they? I kid because they have. He said it was because he loves El Paso. He said, and I quote, "They gave me a job when no one else did. They opened up their arms, this community. Not every place is like this," is what he said.
So there.
And that was why he said, "All right, Bob, I'll do you a solid.
Because
you did me a solid, I'll do you a solid."
That's right.
That's what's trending now on KissElPaso.com.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.